My mouth be filled with your praise, singing all day long. Let my mouth be filled with your praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let my mouth be filled with your praise, singing all day long. I'm singing all day long.
The God thing is all about my relationship with Jesus Christ and my obedience to him. That's all that matters. And I sense you're going to learn some things this morning that's going to enhance your relationship to Jesus Christ and your understanding of the things of God. How many of you have given your life to Jesus Christ? What does that mean, giving your life to Jesus Christ? It means that you've been saved, right? You've been saved, born again, renewed by the Spirit of God. But the Bible says, behold, all things have become new. Old things are passed away. The old stuff is gone, and the new stuff is here. And this new stuff we might not understand, but it's new stuff. Amen? Our old way of thinking is gone. Our old way of doing things is gone. We are living after the Spirit of God and not after our own understanding. And when we decide to walk in that light and to walk with that understanding, things get a lot better. And guess what? Good stuff happens. I trust Jesus. And the Bible says that we're called to walk by faith and not by sight. Anybody believe in that this morning? Say, we're walking by faith and not by sight. It's the voice of God the Father that we hear and that which we obey. And there is an example that we must follow. How many of you want to see something happen? How many of you want to see something happen the way that it should happen? Well, I believe something's going to happen. Why? Because I'm obeying God and I'm believing God. Is anybody else out there? Every day I wake up, I've got to wake up in faith to live. I've got to walk in faith to perform what God told me to do on a daily basis, not just on Sunday morning. I've got to walk in faith. Behold, all things in my life have become new because of Jesus Christ. What does that mean? That everything I've got, everything that I have, every relationship I have, it's new because of Jesus Christ. He has literally altered every one of my steps and changed my complete direction in life. So that's why you got to watch out when you get God thing going on, when you got somebody that has a lifestyle that the Holy Ghost put together. Do you have that kind of lifestyle that God put it together since you got saved? Stuff just started to shift. We sang this morning, we're one voice and we make a choice to give him glory. So we'll praise his holy name. But don't you know that even in this room right now was orchestrated by the Holy Ghost? I didn't know any of you people 3 years ago. When God saved me and called me way back in Maryland, 30 miles from Washington, D.C., I didn't know that you would be a part of my life, and you are. And you didn't know that I'd be a part of your life. And if I was going to plan out quality life, you know, when you're planning out things according to the world, you would have done them a little bit differently. Amen? Amen. But when you follow the direction of God, he will bring things together. And I'm looking at it 7 years down the road, or actually longer than that down the road, and I find out, look, behold, all things have become new. There is a forsaking when it comes to God. God calls you to risk everything and hold on to nothing. And that's faith. You know, that's faith. You're going to grow up in God, and then when you grow up in God, it's going to get to the point, how much will you let God alter? How much will you let God work with you and work in your stuff? Will you follow his voice no matter what, even though it doesn't make sense? Even though it might cost you something, will you still pay the price? How do you walk confidently? You walk confidently and say, look, this life, you don't worry about things that come your way when you have to walk by faith, because the thing that you're walking in faith for, you didn't ask for. Amen. So you can get yourself based in the lifestyle in this area. See, I walk in faith. Why am I walking in faith? I'm confident that God's going to perform it, because the thing that I'm believing for, I never asked for. It's a new thing that came out of new lifestyle. See, the old thing had passed away. I'm not walking in faith for old things. Selfish ambition, vainglory, riches that suddenly pass away. Those old things are gone, amen? Literally, gone. And this new life that I live as a new creation is what I'm living by faith. And no matter what, we've got to walk. And we got to walk with certainty, amen? You got to learn to hear the voice of God and walk. No matter what happens, because stuff is going to happen. You're going to have persecution. You're going to have some opposition. You're going to stumble and fall, but you'll get back up. The devil's going to mess with your mind, but the word of God will stabilize you and give you a peace that will pass all of your understanding. Because there's some things that you can't understand. How many got stuff you don't understand? Well, I can be confronted with stuff that I just can't figure out. Let me tell you something you're not going to be able to figure out. One thing you'll never be able to figure out is Jesus Christ. One thing you'll never be able to figure out is the church of the living God. Amen? One thing you'll never be able to figure out is the way the Holy Ghost deals with people. Another thing you'll never be able to figure out is salvation. In your own understanding, it does not make sense. It's a crazy thing. It's a nuts thing. When you really think about it, you really believe it. It's crazy. Yes. It's crazy. The world says live your life the way you want to live it. Go and achieve and go and do all this. Go do what you can do. And then all of a sudden somebody that you've probably never seen in your own natural eyes saying that his name is Jesus that lived 2,000 years ago. You never saw him. Then they say he rose from the dead after 3 days and talked to them from some cloud in the sky and told them to live this way, and we're still living. Let me tell you what, Christian faith and believing in Jesus Christ, it's a crazy thing, and you'll never be able to do it out of your own understanding. So if you're going to figure, if you just get that, that's the first thing. If we're going to come to you in a carnal base, if we're going to come to you in your own human understanding, your own, we're not going to make it easy. We just can't make it easy. I'm going to come to you cold cock and straight to the front of the face. Amen? And the reality is, Christianity, it's crazy.
Amen.
It will never make sense to you in your own understanding. It's so crazy that it's going to take the Holy Ghost to help you walk out this crazy walk here on earth. And as soon as you think you're getting in your own understanding, I'm able to figure it out, he'll flip a new one on you. Yeah, he'll do it. He'll do it. And then once you get in, you can't get out. Hallelujah. You can get so far gone that you don't know how to turn back. You might call me crazy. I'm going to confirm it to you straight up. I am. And I like it that way. It doesn't make sense. How do you diagnose somebody crazy? They believe they hear God. They hear voices and obey those voices. They make decisions on what they hear. Well, that's crazy. And that's nuts. People, look, you will never influence me by calling me crazy. I know that. I know that. You ain't seen nothing yet. Behold, all things have become new. And just believing that scripture in and of itself calls you nuts. But see, that's the thing that people are afraid of. They're afraid of God making things over again as new. And the life I live by faith in what? In the Son of God. We can't lessen this gospel message. We can't lessen Christianity. See, whenever we said faith is based on your relationship with Jesus Christ and nobody else has anything to do with it, Isn't that wonderful? See, when you start to walk by faith and not by sight, see, it's all crazy, amen? Because people come and go. But God's word will always be there. He has always been faithful. He has never forsaken me. The Bible says, yea, when my mother and father forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. How many of you have ever had anybody turn on you? Raise your hand if you had people turn on you. They'll turn. They'll turn. How do you know they'll turn? They got teeth. That means they eat meat. They're going to turn. They're going to turn. And you better base what you do for Jesus Christ not based on people that'll turn, but on what he told you to do. If he told you to talk to a rock, well, talk to a rock until he tells you to stop. If he told me to preach the empty chairs, I'll preach the empty chairs until he tells me to stop. I believe I've heard God. Hallelujah. And I'm following on what I believe he told me to do. And I'm going to keep doing it. And I'm going to keep doing it. Why? Because he's told me to do other crazy things before that nobody else could understand. Nobody else could figure it out. See, I had to walk by faith as a Christian in a non-Christian family, in a non-Christian community as a 10-year-old little boy. That's where I got my practice. I had to hear that you can be rich being broke for 5 and 10, 20 years. But still believing. Say, I got practice waiting on God. Amen. And trusting in God. That's all I know. Why do you do what you do? Because he told me to do it and it turns me on. Isn't that wonderful? See, and that will help you. You want some psychological help? That'll give you a little bit of psychological help. When you live by the word of God and you live by the inspiration of God, guess what? Everything will be all right. You're not going to be moved because we don't fight in the flesh. We fight in the spirit. If you wanted to fight in the flesh, I'm going to tell you what. If you know when you're fighting me in the flesh, you know what you're going to get? You're not going to get an argument. You're going to say, well, you can have it because I don't want to do it anyhow. Because the flesh is an enemy toward God and the things of God. Not unless you got crazy flesh. But on the inside of the spirit, where the Spirit of God lives and where the Spirit of God abides, guess what? There's an obedience there that cannot be turned, that cannot be changed, the fire that cannot be put out. And it's obedient to the voice of God. And it cannot change. It has no shadow of changing within. Isn't that good? And we need to develop believers. We need to build churches. We need to build ministries. Because that's what does it. That's what does it. You remember when Peter, he said, who do men say I am, Peter? And Peter said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And the Christ meant, thou art the anointed one. Thou art the power of God. And he said, upon that rock, the revelation of that, I will build my church. He builds his church on our revelation of Jesus Christ. Isn't that amazing? Many people want to build on other things. Talents, ability, strife, criticism, negativity. What do you mean by negative? They build ministries by saying, come over here because I'm more holy than the other guy. The Spirit's moving more over here than it is over there. Can't build a church like that. Churches are built on relationship with Jesus Christ and someone that will never, ever give up and never quit and never turn. Say, he's building it. God is a good God, isn't he? God is holy. Can I tell you something from the bottom of my heart? God is real. Jesus Christ is real. And there are people that really believe in him.
And there are people, how do you know whether somebody believes in him, whether they become a witness for him or not?
Yes.
And what's a witness? What's a witness? What is a witness? Let me tell you the first sign of a witness for Jesus Christ is, behold, all things have become new. What does that mean? That means crucifixion of what used to be. Witness means martyr. When what you believe, what God tells you to do on the inside of your heart takes precedent over every one of your dreams, over every one of your ambitions, over what society tells you you should be and tells you what you should do and tells you what you should have. When you die to those things, when you martyr yourself to those things, that's the witness that the world needs to see. Are you that kind of witness today? Are you that kind of witness this morning? Are you that kind of witness? What are you going to do tomorrow? What are you going to do today? What did you do yesterday? Well, somebody say, well, preacher man, you did it because that's what you get paid for. Not so. Paul said, I crucify the flesh daily. I die daily. I die daily. What is dying daily? Living for Christ. When you live for Jesus Christ, that means death of self. And we need to stop teaching people how to get God into their life. God's not trying to get into your life. That's the first thing we need to deal with. God's not trying to get into your life and make your life better. No, he's trying to take your life away and give you a new life, which is his life. See, that's the whole thing. It's, they don't realize that's what it's all about, the new creature and the new creation in Christ, the new life. And so we get churches that are based on, that's what they're based on. God will help you live any kind of way you want to live and do whatever you want to do. That life, that's wrong. Jesus comes in and changes everything. If he sends you back, then let him send you back. But my experience, when he came into my life, he changed everything. And now we're no longer the same. Now you might have a life this morning that's all put together and all packaged, all sweet. There are people that claim to have Jesus. Claim, that's the real scary ones. I know Jesus, then why are you still alive? Isn't it amazing? I know Jesus, and they talk for Jesus, try to do the works of Jesus, try to do all these strange things, everything but act like the people that Jesus walked with. People that had relationship, let me tell you what you base yourself on. Base yourself with the 12. Every one of their lives were altered by knowing Jesus Christ. Every one of their lives were altered by knowing Jesus Christ. Has God altered your life? How do you want to live tomorrow? I mean, what is there really to live for? Christ Jesus. We live to know him. And he'll make everything better. And you know what? As you get to be believers, you're going to find out that that's what your life is for, is to live for Christ. And you can find out you can live for Christ in heaven. For the Bible says, precious in the sight of the Lord are the death of his saints. So what does that mean? When you're still here, you're living for Christ toward others. You're living for Christ toward as many as you can be. Maybe this person right here. What does that mean? It means that tomorrow I'm here. But that means that tomorrow I'm here. But I'm here for somebody else. Could be for you. What is the prerequisite to this ministry? I mean, what is it based on? Giving your life to Christ and submission to what God wants to do and how God wants it. Amen? And I tell you what it cost. What is the cost of doing that? And what is the value of that? People are living off of lives sacrificed to Christ. Do you understand that? And that's what God wants to do. He wants to take your life. He'll get you to the point, amen, that the remainder of your days that you live, you're not living it for yourself. People will feed from you, take from you, a sacrifice to Christ unto others. And that's what you have to realize, that relationships are all, that's all relationships basically are. Our lives. Not going to be able to deal with every one of them. But you have to let people live. God chose to do something with that life. And as they live in Him, things happen around them. Same thing here. And the same thing with you. You might not value lives and relationships, but somebody's living off of it. I'm going to keep on living. I don't have any choice, because that's what's in me is life. And I'm going to tell you one thing I want you to live. I want you to live your life between you and Jesus Christ. It's a God thing. And nobody really, now, you know, sometimes we can get out there, we can get off into some stuff, and every once in a while somebody might need to come and pat you on the back and say, hey, brother, you're way out there. But you can get to the point to where you can judge yourself. And one of the things we teach in this ministry, if you judge yourself, you can live without judgment. You can judge yourself and live without judgment. You can come to me with the worst stuff about myself, and I can still stand with a smile on my face. So I've already judged that. I'm cool. What of it? I'm still here. I'm still here. See, there are some people that put people in boxes where people can't serve and where people can't be effective in what God told them to be, trying to hula hoop for other people. Other people trying to make them prove that they've got life within them. We're going to get over that. I tell you what. Keep your relationship with Jesus Christ and you live. And live open. Don't live boxed in. Live wide open. And you're going to find out you're all right. Wherever you're at right now is where God's got you. And if anybody's going to bring you from this place that you're at, He's not going to condemn you for being where you are. Amen. He's going to pick you up from that place and walk you out of there. And He's not going to take you out the back door. But when you know that Jesus Christ loves you, Jesus Christ has called you, and the life you're living is for Him, you can go through front doors and never go out a back door when it comes to your relationship with Jesus Christ. Let Jesus Christ be your Lord. And not other people, and not the devil. The Bible says, there is therefore now no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. We've been talking about new creature in Christ Jesus. Is everything in your life new? Or is there an old thing still trying to work its way out? This morning, I exhort you to get rid of the old stuff and pick up this new life, which is in Christ Jesus, and live it to its fullest. Never stop living.
Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord Jesus. We bless your holy name. Bless you, Jesus.
You've been listening to Pastor Rod Counselor. It is our prayer that this message has been a blessing to you. You can receive other inspirational teachings from Pastor Rod by contacting Rod Counselor Ministries at 1-800-298-4333. You can also join us at Nations Church in The Woodlands, Texas.